it is Dr. Terry Grossman.
Another very safe and inexpensive supplement is baby aspirin. We
small
know.
Amounts. Small amounts of aspirin.
Yeah, the aspirin, the big strength aspirin, the big pills are 325 milligram. The baby aspirin is 81 milligram. So the 81 milligram, you can get a year's supply for 2 or 3 euros. I mean, it's virtually free. Get a bottle of 300 for 3 euros. So taking one baby aspirin a day has been shown in experiments to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, and many types of cancer. So given that heart attack and cancer are the cause of more than 50% of the deaths, I think that taking baby aspirin makes sense as well. So those are two supplements that can be taken. One is actually a prescription drug, the other one's just available over the counter. That makes sense. Now, obviously, there are many other supplements that people can take, like vitamin E and vitamin C and coenzyme Q10. But unfortunately, the studies don't show that they increase longevity. But I do think that the metformin and the baby aspirin make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Are there any risks connected to baby aspirin? Like, it thins the blood, so there might be an increased risk of bleeding?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Where there are minimal risks associated with metformin, about the only problem that occurs with metformin is some people get upset stomach and diarrhea. So you have to start slowly so you don't get those side effects. Even taking baby aspirin, there are people that will have an increased risk of ulcers or bleeding and things like that. So you need to be careful. But generally with the baby aspirin, it's not so much a risk as if you take the full strength aspirin. So that's why we say baby aspirin. And the studies also show that you need to take one every day. Taking a few times a week won't work. It has to be taken every day, at least for the cancer prevention. And it's been shown to reduce the incidence of colon cancer significantly by taking the baby aspirin. So I would say that if someone comes from a family where cancer is very common, where heart disease is very common, then the risks are worth the benefits. If in your family there is minimal cancer or heart disease, then in that case, I would say probably don't take it. So you can stratify. You have to weigh. I mean, there are risks, but they're small with the use of baby aspirin. Mm-hmm.
You could cut up one tablet of aspirin in 4 parts.
You can do that too.
Yeah, that's cheaper.
It's cheaper, but where we're talking about something, I bought a bottle with 250 baby aspirin for 2 euros. Whoa. I don't need to split it anymore. It's so cheap.